This is a guided meditation session. Please find a quiet spot in your home. Take a seat and close your eyes. Please keep your spine straight and shoulders relaxed. Focus on your breath. Breathe naturally and with ease. Observe your body, all segments of it, from the head to the toes. Now turn your gaze inwards. As you gaze inwards, you cannot help but realize that your mind is generating thoughts. The thoughts are very random and fleeting in nature. There is no symmetry to the thoughts. Try not to resist the thoughts. Touch each thought and allow them to pass. Continue to do this until you see that thoughts are getting lesser and lesser. As your thoughts settle down, your mind attains a degree of stillness and quietude. But the thoughts never disappear. Now you're aware of them, but you know what to do with them. You let them pass. Once you have achieved a degree of stillness, you can now focus on yourself and what gives you angst. Let us start with fear, anxiety, lack of security, and a general sense of falling apart. All of these things have to do with the fact that we seem to have lost control of our lives completely. One day we seem to have full control, and suddenly we have no control. This is not just the pandemic. At least the general feeling is that if you're home and obeying the rules of social distancing set by the authorities, you're likely to be safe. When I say loss of control or falling apart, what I mean is the general sense of helplessness that envelops you and me when multiple things start happening at the same time. it is only natural to feel that you are under attack, that it almost appears to be a conspiracy to make you suffer. Why is it that you're facing three or four devastating issues and no one that you know of is in your shoes? What have you done to deserve such punishment? And you look back and fail to see where you have done something horrible to deserve such punishment. You cry out in agony for all that has suffocated you. You feel sorry for yourself and appeal to the divine to resolve your hardship. And yet, there is another way to address or approach sadness and suffering. It is the way of the spiritual warrior. It is the awakening of the tender heart. Your tender heart then goes far beyond you and identifies with the suffering of humanity that is unbeknownst to you. Imagine the pain of the mother who witnessed the passing of her child with cancer. Think about the plight of a family that has lost everything and has been evicted from their homeland. Consider the man who just lost his entire family from some indiscriminate bombing somewhere in Afghanistan. Ponder on the fate of a young woman who has just been sold to traffickers and who will be a prisoner with no recourse. Consider all the people who have died in this pandemic and you're still alive. Of course, it is easy for me to say, and it is so much harder to execute for someone in agony. But the only sure way to dissipate pain is to dilute pain. When you consider yourself not as a single unit, not as an individual, not as an isolated entity, but a small piece of the whole, then there lies the potential for resolving your suffering. It is not that your suffering will disappear or vanish, but it takes a total different meaning. Suddenly you find yourself being part of the whole rubric of life itself. When you appreciate the fact that you are one minuscule piece in the whole of humanity, and what affects you also affects the whole of humanity, then it seems that it is not as terrible as you had foreseen it to be at the outset. When you understand that you may not be the only one, that there are many others, you can have a better handle over the problem. It does not mean that your predicament will disappear, but it does give you strength. Your tender heart becomes the heart of the warrior. The warrior who is not in battle to kill and maim, but a warrior who is in battle to vanquish pain and suffering. You and I have a common destiny. We are passengers in the same boat. If there is a leak in the boat, it does not affect one person. It affects everyone. Consider the whole of humanity as being passengers in that one boat. And you're just one small little passenger in that enormous boat. If we all think about each other, work together, fix the boat together, repair the boat together, the suffering that we have becomes easier to embrace and overcome. There is no way to prevent bad things from happening. But there is a way to cope with it. The way to cope with it is not to identify with the bad things, but to identify with the whole of humanity as you fight and defeat the enemy at hand. When you take solace in humanity, your immunity takes a leap and you become stronger. suddenly you see that you're not alone. Suddenly you see that humanity is behind you, not against you. And you feel stronger as a result. When your family becomes part of the whole worldwide community, you will have attained the strength that you never thought existed. Your tender heart will have mustered the strength of the warrior. And you will overcome the suffering that has befallen you. When you extend your compassion to humanity, humanity extends far more compassion to you. And you will be better off for it. Please continue quiet meditation until my voice appears again. You may open your eyes now. This concludes the meditation session. Thank you.